Last week, we spoke with Chris Nurup of the Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion, or LEAD, as it's known. He came from the National Support Bureau based in Seattle to talk with lawmakers and stakeholders about keeping minor offenders off the streets and out of jail. Governor Ige is convinced. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair picks up the reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
So looking at this idea of getting low-level drug crimes out of the prisons and into social services where a lot of people believe they belong, are we really moving back to sort of the days of justice reinvestment?
You know, it sounds very similar. Why put low-level drug offenders or people arrested for sex work into jails and prisons when you can be helping them get out of their situation and become regular citizens again and contributing? And as you know, as we have talked about endlessly on this program and elsewhere, overcrowding in prison jails is a very serious problem. So Governor Ige, as you said, is interested in this idea. He wants to study it, have a pilot program. $200,000. What he's got to do is convince the legislature. No easy task there. But as the governor will almost certainly speak about later today in his State of the State, homelessness remains an emergency, a state of emergency. We need to address this. Why not try new ideas like LEAD?
The fact that we also have so many of those who are chronically homeless who are also mentally ill, and the idea of having them just go in and out of jail or maybe in and out of hospital waste a lot of money, a lot of time, and doesn't get them the help they need.
Right. Anita Hofschneider actually took a look at the statistics for 2015. Just on Oahu alone, there were 61,000 arrests, 61% of those mentally ill, 43% of them homeless. These are people that need help. They don't need to be thrown into a prison cell where they're not going to get the kind of services they need. As you mentioned, Seattle is where LEAD started in 2011, and they said they've really seen a reduction in arrest rates, a reduction in drug addiction and homelessness, and it's actually improved communications between neighborhoods and the police. No small accomplishment there. So we should also add Santa Fe has adopted the program, Albany, New York, and California has budgeted $15 million for three pilot projects of its own. So other states and communities are trying this and seeing some progress. Can we convince the legislature that we should try it as well? Well, it will be a tall order. Police, prosecutors have to be convinced, as well as neighborhoods.
And yet we see those big numbers coming out of Seattle. 82% of the participants who were in their study were homeless before joining LEAD. 40% got housed. More than half of them, 55%, received drug treatment through the program. And they were able to get legal ID documents. I mean, it seemed like there was a lot of forward progress with LEAD. We're going to see whether that progress includes Honolulu coming in as a city or other places in Hawaii, too.
Stay tuned.
Exactly. Stay tuned is right and see who buys in. Meanwhile, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Beth Ann.
Thanks, Chad. Chad Blair joins us from Civil Beat every day with a reality check.